Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King. You're going to meet a man today who died. His heart stopped 12 times. He is a testimony of resurrection. He's a quantum physicist, a scientist, an inventor, and it's Dr. David Van Kuvering. It's so wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you, Patricia.
Oh, I tell you, when I was reading your testimony and hearing from you, even over lunch hour, some of the insights you have, I was just blown away.
Thank you.
And you shared with me that you actually was age 12 that you started inventing?
Yes, my father was an entertainer, and he was a master musician. And I started out with musical instruments and started repairing musical instruments and quickly discovered that I was living in the era of the 1940s, of course. In the 40s, it was all vacuum tubes. Musical instruments were beginning to use vacuum tubes. There was an instrument that you could play without touching it. You could wave your hands over it. It was called a Victor Theremin. And from that instrument forward, technology has always been easy for me. And as a musician, I started playing many musical instruments. By 12, I was playing 27.
Wow.
Dad was using me in his show. Then when I was 10 years old, Dad got saved, and his show changed over 2 or 3 years from being an entertainment show to being an evangelistic show. And it really wasn't a show. It was his testimony.
Right.
And it was a witness. And the 150th Psalm has always been important to me.
Wow.
The psalm about all the instruments that make vibrations, high cymbals, loud cymbals, all of the instruments.
And we're going to host an entire program about worship, music, sound, because you have some phenomenal insights into that.
Yes.
And I know that you're a man who moves in revelation from the Lord. That's exciting. But you have a number of patents also because of inventions that you have been blessed with by the Lord.
I think that all creativity can only come from the Holy Spirit. And that means creativity that's in the secular world. They don't know what to call it. They may be even a fallen psalmist, and they call themselves an entertainer, when in fact they were given the gift of worship and praise, and they're living below their gift.
Right.
So I think all creativity can only come from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And inventions that way.
Right.
And I have been blessed to receive 636 concepts that we've patented and
amazing.
Put in a portfolio. Many of them were related to an instrument that we call the Digital Van Kuvering Interactive Piano.
Right.
Before that, I'd worked with Dr. Bob Moog for many years. He was the inventor of the first synthesizer. He and I worked together building the performance synthesizers, the portable units that were in rock bands all over the world. And it's been a fascinating life.
You're like a revolutionary. You revolutionized, really.
I could see things that were not, and I could see them clear enough that I could define how they should work. And that has been an amazing gift and talent.
That's wonderful.
At the same time, I consider that I've been blessed to have great teams of smart people around me.
Well, it's always good to surround yourself with
I like to hire smart people.
That's
and
awesome.
I can stand on their shoulders. But it's been an amazing life. I'm 72 years old, or will be in April. And I have more fun than I'm supposed to.
Oh, you are fun, and your wife is fun, too.
Well, think so.
Today's program, I wanted to highlight on the subject of quantum healing. In fact, you've written a book on quantum healing, and there's some really interesting testimonies and scriptural principles and insights from the Holy Spirit revelation that you've received that's in this book that, you know, people can order this book and get more information on it. But before we go into your testimony and some more insights on quantum healing as a subject, what is quantum? I know the first time I heard, I thought, okay, quantum physics, how is that different from normal physics? Like, what
there
exactly
is
the quantum world?
There is a difference. Isaac Newton, Sir Isaac Newton, back hundreds of years ago, gave us quantum. It gave us physics, and that physics was natural physics. Around the turn of the century, there were people that were looking at very small particles and very small elements, atoms and subatomic particles. And that Sir Isaac Newton gave us was how the big stuff works.
Right.
How the sun and the moon and gravity and how orbits. And we know that those principles are God principles because they work. If you drop that book, it will hit the floor.
Right.
It works 10 out of 10 times. But when quantum physics became a subject, Niels Bohr and many others, Schrodinger and Heisenberg and many of the other men of around the turn of the century, We're trying to define the invisible world that is around us.
Right.
There is a world between you and I right now, and between us and the viewer,
right,
that is filled. Now, we think matter is the only thing that is matter that was what we see. You know, the furniture, right, and our bodies and our clothes and mm-hmm. stuff.
Right.
When in fact, the invisible world is far greater than the visible world. We only see 400 to 700 nanometers. Now, that's a billionth of a meter. A nanometer is a very, very short wavelength. And our eye can only see from 400 to 700 nanometers. That's wavelength.
Right.
The fact is that beyond that, there's so much that we cannot see. Between you and me today is a whole set of ideas and set of realities that are invisible.
Wow.
It takes a radio receiver to hear all the radio stations that are right between us.
That's a good example. A radio is a good example.
Radio is a good example. Television is higher bandwidth.
Right.
Computers are still higher bandwidth.
Yeah.
And from gravity waves, the longest wavelength, and we don't know how long it is yet. So the quantum physicist and the physicist from Sir Isaac Newton still haven't got it very well figured out. As a matter of fact, of all the matter we see in the cosmos,
right,
they say over 90% of it appears to be missing because there's an orbit for everything that the Hubble telescope has seen.
Wow.
It's in an orbit. There's not enough mass that we know about, that we can measure, that can hold that many orbits. So there's missing matter because we can't see it.
Yeah,
so there's a greater world that we can't see than the world we can see. Ideas are between us right now.
And so the quantum world would be the world that you cannot see.
You cannot see because it's very, very small.
Would like, I used to work in a lab and we would do lab tests on bacteria stuff, and you could actually see the bacteria under the microscope.
Under the microscope.
But you can't see it with a naked eye.
No.
So would that be referred to as quantum?
Well, not yet. The microbes that you would see in a microscope, an electron microscope goes down mm-hmm. to the smaller. If we would say that book or mm-hmm. your ring
right.
is matter, that's atoms. Below the atoms are subatomic particles. Below the subatomic particles, there are superstrings. And the superstrings are vortices, little round circles that are spinning, that I absolutely believe is true, are the voice of God causing matter to be.
Wow.
Superstrings, that's the stuff of the cosmos,
mm-hmm.
has become real by the voice of Yahweh allowing his glory to become physical.
Wow.
So the periodic table of elements, 114 frequencies, are the voice of God causing matter to be. Your body is about 31 mm-hmm. frequencies. And those vortices of that subatomic vortice of a cyclone kind of a function, is a voice of God functioning in this dimension.
Now, I'm believing for you, our viewers, that you're going to get this by osmosis, by revelation from God, because I don't know about you, but this is a little bit over my head, okay? But it's fascinating.
Well, it's more than fascinating. It's measurable.
Uh-huh.
You can take certain devices. As I said, you could bring a computer in here, and if it has Wi-Fi, you could play the entire internet.
Right.
But that's right between us. It's right,
right
here. It's in this space.
And that's always been such a surprise, isn't it, to understand how the computer can work like that? Like, I remember thinking, how does this happen that it can be put in one place and then shown everywhere? Like, how can that happen, you know? But, of course, you know, it's all part of what's
being discovered
now. Well,
here's something even more fascinating than that. The computer itself, as your body is made up of these subatomic invisible particles.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could call them electrons.
Right.
An electron is this little mass that when several are composed together, it causes an atom to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought for a long time that was the smallest substance there was.
Mm-hmm.
And now they now know that we have subatomic particles. Now this is under the category of quantum mechanics. But I reserve quantum mechanics for the cell phone that works.
Right.
For the computer that works.
Right.
For the Wi-Fi,
and
for the evidence of a machine
right.
that can function. Beyond the machine, we have a lot of quantum theory.
Right.
If you visited my home and saw my library, you'd find thousands of books. Of every period in my lifetime, I was born in 1940, and quantum physics had already been around for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And so I started collecting, very young in life, the different phases that quantum theory, quantum electrodynamics, went through, some of which has been proven, some of which still isn't proven. And there's a lot of things, big missing pieces we don't know. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's been fascinating for me is that at a very young age, I became a believer. I became a Christian. And the Bible became important to me because I could read things in the Bible that even science and quantum electrodynamics, quantum physics, couldn't quite explain. Now I understand some of the mysteries that we read about in the scriptures, that's in the Bible, that I believe we can function in and know to be real. For instance, if there is a bandwidth that is the capacity of our thought, a frequency like a radio or television or Wi-Fi frequency that is the bandwidth of our communication, is that at or above or below the speed of light? Now, Einstein gave us the equation E equals mc squared, and the c is the constant speed of light, mm-hmm. meaning nothing can go faster than light until just weeks ago. On the Swiss-French border, and they've got this big super collider called the Hadron, mm-hmm. and it's miles across. It's the biggest machine man has ever made. It's partly buried underground. And they were taking particles and throwing them into this magnetic circle at high speeds, sending them down a shaft 200 feet into the ground, and 450 miles under granite, the rock of Italy, right. down 450 miles to another place in Italy, in another 200-foot shaft, 450 miles apart. They've now proven and they've demonstrated things can happen in our real science, in a physical dimension, this dimension that we live in. They can go faster than light.
Wow.
And the question is, was Einstein wrong? And those watching today on the telecast, they can go to their computer and punch in, faster than light. Was Einstein wrong? And find out what the real physics world is talking about.
Wow.
They're saying something that I've been saying for 15 years.
Wow.
That there are subatomic particles that move faster than light. Prayer.
Right.
Healing. Knowing God's plan for your life.
Well, let's talk about healing for a moment, because I want you to share your testimony. You died. Your heart stopped 12 times. Not just one time, 12 times. And after each time, if the heart stops, you're dead. And so you were actually resurrected 12 times.
Yes, resurrected 12 times.
Yeah, so share with us your testimony.
Well, when I went to a doctor in Nashville, I thought I had the flu. And while he's taking an x-ray of me, I collapse. And he rushes out, didn't think the x-ray had anything to do with it, but it didn't. Checked my pulse, I had none. Put the stethoscope on my heart, could hear no heartbeat. Screamed to his assistant to call 911, and I woke up several minutes later in an ambulance on the way to the hospital. Now, for those watching today, I highly recommend this to all my friends. I highly recommend it to you. When your heart shuts off and you come back, everything is different. Mm-hmm. Your mind, your memory, your thought processes. Mm-hmm. Biggest thing that happened to me was my priorities. I'd been a very driven entrepreneur, successful businessman. I'd invented this digital piano that was the most advanced technical musical instrument that's ever been on the planet. And it was a very expensive 5-year project. But when my heart shut off, and he came out to me and found that I had died, I'd code blue for him. And then came to, the doctor was excited and thrilled, joined us at the hospital, and was there to make sure that I was getting all the right testing afterward. And then a few days, I think it was a couple of weeks, the second time that I shut off. And it happened successively over a short period of time. And I say I recommend it because not only was I altered, everything around me right. was altered. My priorities, my ability to know, my consciousness. I began to recognize that there was something bigger in my life mm-hmm. than the function of a business mm-hmm. or the function of any relationship that I had with my magnificent team even my family. The 10th time I shut off, I was on an airplane going to New York, had the finest doctors in the world waiting for me. When I got there, not only were they waiting, they were expecting something to happen to me, because now it was so repetitive, so close. I'd shut off the 10th time on the airplane, flying to New York. My wife was seated next to me, and she saw that I had a stroke. And she tells the story. She says that my leg pulled, my arm pulled, my face pulled. And she knew that I had died because she felt my pulse, and I had no pulse. And she never panicked. She never hit the button to call the stewardess and get me off that. We hadn't taken off yet. She knew that my assignment wasn't finished, and that's what she told me. I said to her, I said, her name is Becky, and I said, Becky, sweetheart, did I scare you? I couldn't talk. I could only whisper. I said, did I scare you? She had her hand on my chest, and she said, no, you can't scare me. Your assignment isn't finished. And when I knew my assignment wasn't finished, because there's other things, teaching, talking about quantum physics, going into the world to tell my story, and to do things that we've talked about at lunch today that haven't yet been, been accomplished, inventions that aren't complete, technologies that are awaiting the final discovery, they hadn't happened. So on that 10th time, it was important. The 11th time happened in the hospital, scared the fire out of a bunch of doctors. And the 12th time, I passed all the way over. I could see, I could walk, I could hear. Colors were so magnificent.
So you actually crossed over.
Crossed over heaven. And entered into what we would think of as heaven. I think that it is a dimension very close to us.
And you know what? Right after this break, we're going to hear more detail about that.
More detail about passing over.
Encountering the Sevenfold Spirit is a teaching by Patricia King, helping you access all the Holy Spirit has for you. Enter into greater levels of wisdom, revelation, anointing, and understanding. Order Encountering the Sevenfold Spirit online now at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Okay, tell me about the crossing over.
Well, the crossing over, my consciousness seemed to go up. I couldn't ask a question because by the time I could get it framed, the answer was already there. Colors and ideas were very vivid. I could see in an imaginary state things that I knew were real here, and they were real there. It wasn't my imagination only, but in an imagination state, I could see finished things that had never yet been finished. I could see ideas about invention and playing back memory. I believe matter has memory. I think your ring is recording. Mm-hmm. I think that Joshua said that stone has heard, and it will be a witness against us. Yeshua himself in Luke talks about the stones playing back, the rocks crying out. And when I was there, things were so vivid that I believed they could be made real here. But the amazing thing is, I thought I could understand how they could be made real. Later, Becky and I got into the hands of some powerful doctors, and they were interested in my story, my testimony, the very fact that the doctors can find nothing wrong with my heart, and I don't have any symptoms of anything being wrong with my heart. And so I was truly healed, actually.
Yes.
Got a new heart in a healing service where they laid hands on me and called for a new heart. And since that time, ideas about frequency and healing have been important to me. Now, frequency for music always had been. Mm-hmm. The music industry of synthesis had been what my career was. And now we have a device that the Lord has helped me see, and we build it. And it's a device you put on your wrist as a strap. Mm-hmm. that's a grounding strap like you would use if you touched a computer. If you opened a computer and put your fingers on the circuit board,
right,
your capacitance of your output of your body will mess with the computer, and the computer will crash if the capacitance of your body changes the circuitry inside of a computer. So you got to be grounded,
right,
so you don't do damage to the inside of a computer. That grounding strap I've now attached to a box that we plug in the wall. Test the wall first to make sure the socket's grounded. Plug it into the wall, put a strap on two people, can ground two people at one time, husband and wife or two children or whatever. And it grounds your body. And if your body is grounded, well, we could say wrong frequency is disease and sickness. Right frequency is wellness and health.
And so you've studied the right frequencies, get people grounded to it. And
grounded to the frequencies healing that would be natural to the body, and get rid of the static that comes in from cell phones, microwaves, transformers, certain kinds of lighting, halogen lighting, etc. And so now there's thousands of these are out there now, grounding people.
Awesome.
And we're finding that nervous disorders and things that are frequency related go away.
Wow.
So in other words, if your car runs out of gas, don't change the tires. You got a gas problem.
Right.
Well, if you've got a frequency problem, fix the frequency problem. Right. Don't throw drugs at it.
Right.
Now, I'm not mad at doctors. Some of the best friends in the world that I have are part of one of 17 doctor groups that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that if the body needs to be grounded, wellness can be restored. And certain difficulties, you're going to talk about these in the future too.
Yeah, and this makes total sense, is that because the Father created us,
yes,
you know, with certain frequencies, because he said, let there be light, so it was sound and light,
yep,
you know, and we're created by the voice of God.
And to
so
be barefoot.
Obviously, there's alignment.
Grounding.
Yeah, and so there's alignment there. So when you restore that alignment, healing can come, and we know
healing
that
will come.
We know that you have seen so many miracles. Mm. But also what I noticed with you is that you have a spirit of faith. You have faith to see people made well, and I love that. It's like this expectation in you that you release faith in Jesus Christ and his power to heal. What I'd like us to do right now, because I believe that there is going to be miracles on this program today.
Yeah.
Our viewers, if they have any sickness right now that they need God to touch, they can get positioned right now to receive prayer, because I'm going to ask you to pray for anyone who's watching to be healed and to come into alignment with God's frequency of wholeness and health. And
Thank you.
Could you do that?
I would be glad to do that. The experience that Becky and I, my wife and I, have had is where we've seen healing in our own bodies. And you can see healing in your body today. The Word of God talks about how that we are healed by his broken body and by the shedding of his blood. The blood is very important, because through that, we contact the healing of Jesus Christ. So I say to those of you watching today, and I like to have people just put their antenna forward, there's an energy that comes out of our bodies when we touch or we agree. I can put 1,000 to flight. If you stand in agreement, we put 10,000 to flight. Well, here's the agreement. There's 10,000. You can make it 100,000 right now by just agreeing. Extend your hand. Now, there's no mystical force that's happening, but your faith and your intent reaches out and connects in an invisible way, just like Wi-Fi, just like a cell phone. We are connected in the name of Jesus. And I declare to you that if there's a sickness in your body, I dismiss the sickness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I call that the faith that you have in Jesus Christ would be released, that you would say, thank you, Lord, for my healing. Thank you, Lord, that my healing now is over, because healing is the results of being healed. You can thank him for healing, not for the sickness. You dismiss the sickness, but accept your healing in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure there are those right now that have had difficulty with their mind, difficulty with thinking. They've noticed now that something in their memory isn't what it was a year ago or 2 years ago. So I speak into your mind and say, you are healed in Jesus' name. May the frequencies of thought, the frequencies that you can receive by the Holy Spirit for healing of your brain, of your mind, you may just touch your head and say, mind, be restored in Jesus' name. And by your declaration
and you're visualizing that, you cause that to be. Your intent is the greatest force you have. And couple your intent with the authority of Jesus Christ, you can be healed right there, right now. Some may have a heart condition. Maybe you've had a problem of a heart that speeds up or slows down. I believe that Jesus can heal you. He's not a respecter of persons. And he healed me, he can heal you in Jesus' name. I believe in miracles. I know that Patricia believes in miracles. And you can believe in your miracle right Amen. Now by saying, in Jesus' name, Jesus Father, name. I am healed.
Father, I am healed.
And I repent. I turn my life to Jesus Christ. And I want his Holy Spirit to take charge of my life. You can speak health to you and your family. You can enjoy health. Becky and I now travel all over the world. The doctors can't find anything wrong with me. My heart is like it's a brand new heart. They've checked it. They can find nothing wrong. And I thank God for that because Becky and I simply stood in agreement. Agreement is where you say, Satan dismissed, disease dismissed. Father, may the blood of Jesus Christ cause healing to flow to thousands of homes right now, to individuals that have their hand extended. Maybe they didn't extend their hand, but the position isn't as important. But by your hand extension, you're saying, I agree with you. I'm in unity with you, and you will be healed. Now, there's literature that you're going to hear about that you could have. The book on quantum healing explains what the teaching was. That was from a conference where I spoke for 8 hours. It's in the healing Quantum Healing book. There's another book, Quantum Prayer, that are those prayers that's in this book repeated in Quantum Prayers. You're going to hear how you can get those. Thank you for agreeing with me today, and I thank God for your healing. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Encountering the Sevenfold Spirit is a teaching by Patricia King, helping you access all the Holy Spirit has for you. Enter into greater levels of wisdom, revelation, anointing, and understanding. Order Encountering the Sevenfold Spirit online now at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.